Hello, Sublette County. This is Representative Albert Summers speaking to you from the Capitol. When we last visited, Senate File 104, the bill designed to transfer the powers of the Superintendent of Public Instruction to a governor-appointed position, was the talk of the Capitol. This saga ended today in the legislature when the House passed the bill on third reading. There was great debate on the bill and several amendments were offered. I voted against the bill because I could not support the process and still believe legislation to resolve the problems in the Department of Education should have been developed during the interim committee work. I offered an amendment during Committee of the Whole which would have given the State Board of Education the authority to choose the new director of the Department of Education in an effort to depoliticize the appointment. My amendment failed, but the idea is still alive. And I will let you know how that turns out in another update. House Bill 108, the Food Freedom Act, which gives local food producers the right to sell their farm products in a person-to-person sale, passed the House this week. I voted for the bill but have concerns about the inclusion of meat sales because one health incident could give all producers a black eye. House Bill 136, the funding bill for the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, which would have increased license fees, died today in committee, or so I was told. House Bills 177 and 164 both passed out of my Education Committee this week, and House Bill 164 is the bill which lifts the moratorium on alternative schools. Both of these bills had tremendous local support back there in Sublette County. A compressed natural gas incentive bill, which I co-sponsored, narrowly passed the House this week. Next week, the really controversial social issues will come before committees in the House. Thank you.